Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Today, I was going to talk briefly about the subject of twin flames, and it's often a little bit of an issue for me, I guess, because sometimes I get questions which I never know how to answer. Every now and then someone would ask me if I could help them find their twin flame, or if their twin flame is out there. And by that I mean not referring to a specific person, but just someone who wants to have a twin flame and seeks an advice of how to find your twin flame. And of course, I get totally horrified by that, because I would think, oh my goodness, how could anyone possibly want it of their free will? What kind of a question is that? Why on earth would I help you find a twin flame? And then I look at all those psychic sites and psychics that have now in the recent couple of years began advertising, I will help you find your twin flame and your soulmate, find out who your twin flame is. And so it's understandable, so if those people don't go to me, they will probably find some psychic who will tell them how to find their twin flame. And unfortunately, I don't quite resonate with this type of approach, because from my experience and the twin flames that I have met and worked with personally, and your experience may be quite different. You may have wanted it or longed for it. We all have our different stories. But from my experience, none of us have asked for it, to find a twin flame, and much less to look for a twin flame or to find a twin flame. Of course, we didn't know, but most of us didn't even want any form of romantic relationship. When I married my when I met my twin flame, I was married. That's what I was going to say. And I most certainly did not look for another romance. And I remember actually quite briefly before that, that I was thinking, well, I certainly don't want another husband. One is perfectly enough. So if there is anything, it might be something lighthearted or probably a friendship, but most definitely I don't want any serious connection, because I'm already married and, that's more than enough. So when we met, the last thing that was on my mind is finding a romantic connection. Now, the thing that was on my mind, however, and I think the subject of my prayers in the weeks immediately preceding our meeting was deepening the union with God and going more fully on my mission. And I understood that this was a dangerous prayer to say, because things usually come up that, force you to clear out the stuff. And I knew that it meant a certain amount of ego suffering. I wasn't prepared for the actual thing, but I knew that it meant clearing out, and I knew that it meant possibly losing some things and being hit on the head with loss and not having something that I wanted. But I said, I'm ready, because I really see no other option or interest for me but to serve the Lord more fully, to go more fully into union with the divine. And so that's when the twin flame meeting happened, predictably. Of course, I was not prepared for the magnitude and for the sheer scope of the clearing out that was about to happen and to go on for 6 years now. So, and I've heard many stories where, people met their twin and that was the very, very last thing they consciously wanted. But then on the soul level, something clicked immediately and said, this is the one. Or in my case, it was more like a lighthearted joke, really. I thought, well, you have finally found your match, because it's almost like we decided to play out a bit of the darker aspects of ourselves for a couple of years. And but there is this underlying knowledge, right? That yes, gosh, I found my match. Now what do I do with that? So when I get the question, well, how do I find my twin flame? I am inclined to answer, well, are you sure you really want this? And I feel really sorry that and sad that the concept has become romanticized and popularized and sold and, you know, worked on as something that is a relationship, that is some ultimate spiritual strife. And if you haven't found your twin flame, you're not spiritual enough or not worthy enough or not advanced enough. Well, let me tell you, this is all one load of BS. I don't think that this is something that you choose or that you consciously decide to bring into your life. It chooses you, orchestrated by your soul, but this type of connection is not based on an egoic decision. On the contrary, it will destroy any form of ego resistance, and or it has come to destroy at the very least. We do go on strike and we are terrified of it sometimes, but the whole purpose is to destroy ego resistance, to push us on this road of spiritual purification that is really a call to sanctity, a call to unbelievable holiness that we thought was not even available to us, you know, that we are those mere humans and such types of high vocations there for someone else, for those, you know, big teachers out there. And this is the twin flame calling. So to reduce it to a romantic, yes, it can be very romantic. It can be very sexual. It can be an incredible closeness, but it is so much more than that. It is so much more than that. And to reduce it to finding my romantic partner in order to feel more spiritual than others, this will never work out. However, the other side is for those who have found their twin, even if they were not looking. What happens when this recognition, when romance or perhaps just a short meeting, the understanding that you have found something so incredibly precious that it's worth everything and anything in your life, and some have left those unwanted marriages and places and jobs and left everything, like, you know, the disciples of Jesus, we have left everything and followed you, and suddenly nothing happens. In comes the separation, in comes the absence. Nothing that we wanted this connection to be or expected it to be is happening, and we're left in the desert completely alone. So I want to focus on this moment, on the stage of separation, which for some lasted decades or is lasting decades. And I want to point out my perspective on this is that each and every twin flame connection has the primary purpose of spiritual purification, mission, and union. And union is first and foremost union with the divine, union with the spirit. And it does not mean that if you cannot be with your twin flame, you cannot be with God. You do not feel God. This is what is happening. This is the illusion that we or you are experiencing when we are in separation from the twin, because we project our separation from God on the twin flame, on the beloved. We feel if the beloved abandoned us, then God has abandoned us as well. And this is, I believe, part of what those who are going through separation are called to heal, the illusion of separation, the illusion of abandonment, because ultimately it all boils down to you, the Creator. If you feel abandoned by the Creator, nothing or no one can replace this void. Your twin flame cannot give it to you. the twin flame that you may be longing for, because you've read all those wonderful articles and read all those psychics advertising how they can find a twin flame for you. Well, he cannot replace, or she will never replace, that void, that sense of disconnect from the divine that is, that some parts of our soul at least carry. That all those parts that feel unworthy, all those parts that feel incomplete and unfulfilled, these are the parts that come forward during separation to be healed. And that is why it is so incredibly painful. It feels like being stabbed in the heart, stabbed in the gut, over and over and over again. And of course, it is painful to be separated from any love and from, you know, a soulmate and any connection. But with the twin flame, because of the strand of connection to the divine, and because of the way this union works in many ways beyond human words, right? Because of that, the pain is extra deep, because it goes to the very, very depths of our soul, to the very first moment when we incarnated and became separate from the source, from the I Am, from God. So the purpose of the whole twin flame shenanigans, if you wish, is to bring about this connection with God, is to heal all parts of you that feel separated, that have bought into this illusion of separation, to heal even the original wound of incarnation, of separating from the source and going out on your own, right? To heal all that, bring about union, starting within yourself, loving yourself and all parts of you, the bad parts, and union with the divine, union with the creator, realizing that you are one with God. And this will be reflected in your union with the twin flame. You will experience this union, whether in the fifth dimensional aspects or in the 3D. We don't know. You can for sure experience it on the soul level, each and every moment, once you pierce through this illusion of separation. But the closer you get to realization of union, the closer you also understand that this union is possible in the 3D, and those barriers start to fall apart. Now, this does not mean you can manipulate the universe to be with your beloved. This thought can come through even at very high stages of development, but that is not how this works. This means that there are still unhealed parts within you. We are, in a sense, separate from God now in our 3D existence, right? Because we are not pure spirits. So we cannot say with absolute certainty that all twin flames will come together by the end of the year 2017 if now we start focusing on connection with the source. And if within 3 months you manage to attain the mystical union with God, then, you know, within 4 months you will also be in union with twin flame. No, that's not how it works. I don't believe that for a moment. What I believe in is that when we work with the energy of this connection that is available to you at all times, if you are a twin flame and you know it with all your heart, you have an energy available to you. And every time you lay the blame, the pain, the accusations aside and go up from all these things, you go up and you connect to your beloved on the soul level. Every time you do this, the energy, what we call the third energy, is available to you, is available to connect you at the soul level, and it's available to fuel your mission, to fuel your inner union, and to fuel the connection with the divine. And it really works as a trinity, because you can play with it whichever way you want. You can go to God first, and you can go to inner union within you first. And now you may tell me, well, you're telling me all of these beautiful, wonderful things and this real spiritual mysticism, and you might be fine and well sitting up there somewhere on a hill or imitating medieval monastics with their mystical unions and beautiful revelations, but all I'm feeling now is pain. So I'm sorry, lady, I'm not going to listen to this crap. I want healing now. I want to heal my pain. And I can totally resonate with that. And I've been going within this state of pain, I guess, for a couple of years until things got better. But I can totally understand that. And I can totally understand that these words about union with the divine, they make no sense when all you can feel is misery and loneliness and no hope. So this state is also calling for deep, deep, deep healing. Now, I can assure you that it is possible. It is absolutely possible, but it will not happen immediately. Some of the aspects will, and then some of the aspects you will have to work on layers and layers of those. And the way the dynamics works with twin flame, every time you connect, sometimes the bliss may last a couple of weeks or a couple of months, and then you disconnect again, right? Every time you connect, the energies are so strong, so powerful. And by connecting, I don't even mean necessarily sexual connection. I mean meeting or even talking on the phone, sending each other messages, communicating, bringing out this powerful flow of energy. And then, boom, there is something within you that says, you bastard, you screwed me over 2 years ago. How can I ever trust you again? That's the work. That's when it begins again. Again, some pain comes up, the pain that you need to work on to heal, and your twin needs to work on as well. Now, as I spoke in my previous podcast, I do believe very much that we can ultimately only take responsibility for ourselves and our own reactions and our own healing. We can heal so much just by healing ourselves. I do believe, this being said, I do believe in distance healing for others and sending healing to our twins, to our loved ones, to our families, to our children. The less it is done from the ego and the more it is done from the place of non-attachment to results, of surrendering the results to the creator, the more effective this healing will be, of course. But I believe that first and foremost in every relationship, and much more the twin flame relationship, we are called to heal ourselves, because the initial impulse, and of course for those who are on a spiritual path and, you know, maybe come to me or to some other healers who are familiar with this type of connection, they're probably more evolved in this point in time than their twin flame, right? So the initial impulse would be to try and fix the twin. Well, what's wrong with him? Why is he not there? You know, why is he not coming forward? Why is she not coming forward? But the truth is, the purpose of the separation is inner transformation, is working on your own healing and removing as many obstacles as possible to connect to the spirit, to connect to the universe, to connect to God. Because once you have this, once you experience God, once he fills you up, trust me, nothing and no one is more important than that. Nothing and no one brings you more peace, comfort, and fulfillment. Once you get filled with the Spirit, now I start sounding like a Christian preacher, but once you get filled with the Spirit, everything else falls into the right place, becomes secondary. It doesn't faze you so much anymore. So the work, in my perspective, the greatest work is to reverse the stream, to get back into this power of ours and to connect with the source where we are one with God, we are in the center, and then we are one with ourselves as well, right? Within ourselves, we're also one. From this point, everything becomes so much easier. And there is necessarily a kind of a pendulum movement there. You almost reach those levels of oneness and you feel completely at peace. And then, you know, the next day something happens and you're out of whack again. This state of out of whack is just an invitation to go back to the source of it, to look fearlessly into what started this. What are you feeling? What are you afraid of? What makes you anxious? Right? What is there? Go back through all these steps. Look into what is it that triggers you now? Are you afraid of losing control? Are you terrified of being alone? Are you afraid that he will never love you, that you will never have sex again, that you will always be poor, that you can't control how the other person feels about you, that, you know, you have felt like this 20 years ago and you never want to feel like this again? Go back fearlessly to each cause, to every, you know, every original cause, and ask to clear that and ask to heal that. And I work with that at my healing and guidance sessions, and with twin flames especially. I would never presume upon myself to say that, you know, in one session I'll fix everything and you'll be perfectly fine. There are layers and layers of this stuff. I know for sure that when we do the clearing of energies, all of my clients feel much better and a lot more at peace. And I recommend some tools to them as well to use in future. And of course, we have to go and clear the energies over and over again. Those, especially, you know, the energies of the people we connect with daily and of the land, et cetera, et cetera. But to me, this path of the twin flame connection, and I feel reluctance to call it a relationship because it is so much more. For some of us, it is a relationship, right? Even if it's a friendly relationship. For some, it's so out of whack and so strange, and maybe they live in different parts of the world or halfway around the world from each other. And maybe, you know, both are married and don't have a clue as to how to work with it. So we also have to let go of all the traditional patterns that we know about relationships. And I don't want to call it a relationship for that reason, because I feel it's so much more. And until we have worked out how to call it better, let's call it a connection. And my hope is for the world that, you know, in 200-300 years from now, everyone will have a twin flame relationship. Fully union with God and union within themselves and union with each other, what the mystics called the mystical union, right? The being, the divine beloved as the beloved. If you read the poetry of Rumi, for example, I'm sure you can resonate with most of that if you are a twin flame. He speaks of God. He was a Sufi mystic, and yet a lot of his poems are erotic in the content. And he writes quite openly that this is a metaphor for God, because the intimacy you experience with God is so deep, so penetrating. It is not reserved to some, you know, 30 minutes of meditation. That's wonderful if you can meditate for 30 minutes. But that's not how you are with your wife or your husband, right? You share everything. You share your whole life. You share every waking moment, food, house, right? Ideally, at the very least, ideally. And I know that many of us have had unhappy marriages and unfulfilled relationships, or what we thought were happy marriages until we met the twin flame, etc. But think of it. The divine is always there for you, not for 30 minutes of meditation, not when you feel connected. The divine is there for you when you feel disconnected, when you feel abandoned, when you feel lost. And so is your twin flame. At the soul level, you're always together. And that's where the work comes, right? To go through this, to pierce through the separation that you observe with your 3D senses. and to get elevated into this place where it is no more. That's why we go to meditate, we go to a temple or to a church, or we do our spiritual practice to pierce this barrier for a little bit and to experience the oneness. And the goal of the twin flame separation, from my perspective, is to pierce this separation, the illusion, more and more and more and more as you've worked through your layers of pain, which all of this is an illusion of being torn apart. And the closer you become to yourself, to God, to the soul of your beloved, the more you're able to experience it constantly. That's really the purpose of all of spiritual work when you look at it, right? But with the twin flame connection, we're given, I guess, the extra push. The push, because it's so terrible, so heartbreaking, so hard, so taxing, etc., that we are forced to look for a solution because the pain drives us forward. But the purpose of the extra push is really what all of those mystics spoke about. Imagine the states of Rumi. He was thought, oh my goodness, right, all of these difficult Sufi spiritual practices, the horrifically difficult spiritual, practice, teaching, all the ways that they had to, the asceticism, the ways that they had to work through to achieve the sense of the divine. We can have it in this lifetime if we work through our pain. Yes, it's hard as hell, but it was never supposed to be easy. We're just given those new unique tools of greater, deeper union. In addition to that, we also transform our conceptualization of relationships and the dance between masculine and feminine. So, to sum up, I believe that separation of twin flames is really the best and the most effective tool to achieve inner union. Remember that moment when Jesus ascended into heaven and he said, well, behold, I'm with you always until the end of the world. And imagine how it must have felt. Well, try to tune into that for a little bit. If you had been very, very close with Jesus and suddenly he just is gone, he's nowhere, and I am with you always until the end of the world. Yeah, right, but how do I touch you? How do I talk to you? How do I eat with you? How do I sleep with you? How do I experience you now, always, until the end of the world? And I think it's very real. It's a real concern, and it's a real struggle. Pierce through this to understand that there is more than the eye can see, to go through the pain. So I do believe it's a metaphor of our physical separation in this world as well. Even if you can't see, even if you can't touch, I am with you always until the end of the world. And our work is to go deeper and deeper in experiencing it, in experiencing that union, in separation, in experiencing the beloved in the desert where there is no voice and no sound. And I wish all of you best of luck on this journey. And I am there if you need me or if you have any questions. Thank you.